Tonight, I will be taking my short talk from a conversation that I overheard at work a few months ago. I was sitting there, and I overheard a conversation between a dad and two of his sons, two young sons. And as they were talking, the dad looked over at his sons, and he said, "Am I your father?" And it kind of took me as a weird thing to say, and I kind of sat there and thought about it for a second. And I was trying to figure out what he was trying to say to his kids, and it kind of came to me that he was asking if, in their eyes, if he was their dad. And I kept thinking about it, and I kind of got on the idea of, does God ever have to ask us if, in our eyes, if he's our father? And that's how I came to the idea of, am I your father? In Matthew 23:9, it says, "Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven." Am I your father? On this earth, we have a physical father, but we also have a spiritual father. God is our spiritual father, even though some deny him as our father, and some proclaim that God is their father, but in reality, they're just denying him. In Matthew 7:21-23, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" What makes a father? A father is simply not a father by being the person one originates from. A father is someone who instructs, loves, corrects, and supplies for their child's needs. Whether we want God as our father or not, he will still always act as our father. The first one is instruction. God gives us all the instruction we need in our life. He supplies us with all the knowledge that we need in order to safely make it through life and to our heavenly home. In 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Carefully following God's commands will lead us safely through life and to heaven. Also, a father corrects. In Proverbs 23:13-14, it says, "Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell." Also in Ephesians 6:4, it says, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Our Heavenly Father never wants us to stray from him, from his path, but when we do, he rebukes us. Let's look at the example of Israel. Israel disobeyed God countless times, and God punished them until they returned to him. Also, love. A father is someone who will always love and care for their children. Our Heavenly Father has and always will love us. In 1 John 4:7-9, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into this world that we might live through him." God loves us enough to give his only Son to die for our sins. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Also, a father supplies our needs. Our Heavenly Father supplies us with all our needs. If we follow him, then we will be blessed in this life. In Luke 12:22-30, it says, "Then he who said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which they have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. If we need anything in this life from him, all we have to do is ask." In Matthew 7:7-12, it says, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will you, Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. God as our Father. If we accept God as our Father and follow his instruction and come to him for all our needs, then we will be given a home in heaven with him. In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4, it says, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Is Satan our father? If we reject God as our father, then we will let the devil fill the role, whether we want him to or not. No one wants Satan to be their father, but if we deny God, that's what he's going to be. In John 8, 42 through 44, it says, Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word? You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. If we don't do what God wants, then we are serving Satan instead. In 1 John 3, 7 through 10, it says, Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Punishment. God will always be our father. Whether we choose him or Satan to be our father, it will decide where we end up after judgment. If we reject God as our father and let Satan be our guide, then we will live in eternity with our father, which is the devil. In Matthew 25, 41 through 46, it says, Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, you did not visit me. Then he also answered them, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do this to the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Some will think that in the end they have served God faithfully, but will find out that Satan was their real master. In conclusion, God will always be our Father, whether we say he is or isn't. God will always love and care for us. No matter how much he cares and loves, this still will not stop us from ending up in eternal punishment. In Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, it says, There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Who is your Father? Thank you.